of those. And we can go to Vaasa in Finland. It's the venue for the European Team Championships, Ireland involved, and our athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal has two hats on today. He's the manager of the Irish team and he's also our athletics correspondent. Patsy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles, and I'll go straight into it because at the moment on the track with the current, with three laps to go, we've got Anne-Marie McGlynn, and she's really, really, as she always does, always does, she gives you 110%, and she's doing that right on that track, and she's holding on as hard as she can to a sixth position, which in ranking and stats terms is a very, very strong performance from her. Can she hold it? That would be good. But at the moment, the race has been led by the Swede, but she is driving hard, giving it everything, and that would be a really strong position if she can hold it. With one lap to go now for Anne-Marie McGlynn. And let me bring you up to date with the rest of the story. The big, big, big news was Mark English. He stepped out in the 800 metres. As I said to him afterwards, I'd never seen him execute the race as well as he did today. He went out and he drove it hard at the start, settled down, did all the right things in the race and executed it completely as you would textbook style. And, you know, I knew I was on the home straight and I knew this boy had nothing in his head only to win this 800 metres. And that's exactly what he did. And he delivered his 12 points. A very much needed 12 points in terms of overall points tally. So a big, big result for him. And just also to declare, Mark will run the last leg of the 4x4. We have a very, very, very strong 4x4 team here. That will be the last event of the day. But best to come. Also, Summer Leckie, the young Castle Derrick here, just a few weeks ago turned 17, and at 17 years of age, into a European Cup. It's a daunting task for anybody, but not for this girl, because on this occasion, 12 starters, 12 of the better high jumpers at senior level in European athletics. And today, she finished fourth. So just to take that in, she finished fourth at 180, miserable, cold conditions when she was jumping. The sun is shining now, but at that particular time, I just thought she showed great maturity, she showed great resolve and great guts to just get over that 180. The rules of competition here, Miles, are that if you have four failures in a competition, you're out. And she was on the end of that stage, and she got over it and did the business. And, the roar went up. Her dad's here, and her coach, Niall Wilkinson's here, and Patsy was here, and by Jesus, they knew that we were pretty happy because, fourth at 17 years of age, in this environment, and her maturity just shone out. And so, I was very, very impressed. So the Donegal contingent are really stepping up to the mark. Yesterday, the Donegal story was Dempsey McGuigan. He finished sixth in the hammer. And as you know, these guys, Europeans, they can sure throw hammer. And to get up sixth was good. And he threw a 65 high. But to be honest, I would suggest he's tired after a long NCAA American collegiate season, and which he made the NCAA final. So good points. 6 points were good. And now I'm looking down the track again, and I'm watching, just stay with me a minute, I'm watching for Anne-Marie. And there's four, there's five, there. She's still hanging on six, but there's a girl on her shoulder. So maybe when I'm tidying it up later, I'll come back to you and imagine that. But she is into the last lap now. I mixed it up the last time. The bell, and she's holding hard against the Danish girl, and she's driving those arms. So let's see what happens. Ireland, not doing as well as I would have thought, not doing as well as I targeted. They're somewhere between 8th and 9th team of the 12, but they will retain their League One status, and that in some ways is very, very important. But that story will unfold now in the next, pretty much the next 45 minutes. But Donegal athletes are doing their bit here, and they have really, really come up to the mark in a big, big way. So well done. Well, she finished really, really strongly. She was fighting for 6th, as you remember, and she held 6th. Not only did she held 6th, she was fighting with the Danish girl, and in the end, she put some distance between her and the Danish girl, and she ran. And more importantly, I suppose, when she reflects on it next week, is that she ran a 16:03 PB, which is really, really good. And you know, at trackside, I told her, I listened. I went live in Highland, and I told them, and she was all delighted about that. And she was absolutely delighted about her run. But you know what? Over the years, I've watched her. She's been in the European Cup before, and you always know, no matter where she's at in her life that time or where her fitness is at, she's going to give you absolutely everything. And when you come with an athlete to any event at any level, you know, whether it's a youngster's running or a senior or international level, as long as they give you everything and they really drive it to the end, and you know, you can ask, you can't ask for any more, and she certainly did that. And it's been a good, good Donegal contribution here. You know, Dempsey was sixth yesterday. Summer, you know, it's very important to say she's just in the last week or two or three become 17. You know, to come this far and to be here and to be in her first senior competition and finish fourth against some serious, serious, serious world-class high jumpers. And, you know, and I must explain, people will say she jumped 180, you know, she is a 180, 85 high jumper. But the bottom line here is that we were in very wet conditions and only four left after 180, you know what I mean? So wet conditions, cold conditions, and that does impact on high jumpers. So just understand that, everybody. And, you know, let's keep our focus on this girl, because she's really in control of everything around her, and very, very impressive. Obviously, Mark English, well, he's just finished in the 4x4. The guys finished second. The Belgians came at them in the end. You know, Mark had an 800 metres 2 hours ago on his legs, and, you know, that's impact as well. Thomas Barr was running his third 400 metres. He had the heat, he had the final, and then so that would have made a difference in that 4x4. But Mark, in fairness to him and in fairness to his contribution to the team, you know, he stepped up to the mark, and I'm very, very proud of the fact that he did both the 8 and the 4x4, because some athletes in his position were dodgy at that point in time, having just 2 hours ago ran that 800 metres. And I have to say, you know, he just, when I had to make a decision and it came down to the last minute, I said, you know, the boys, I got through to Paul McKee, who you will remember ran for Ireland for many years, who's the team coach. I said, look, I need a decision. Is Mark running? Is he not? And I could hear the conversation, and Mark said, "Yep, I'll run." And that was it. And I was really pleased about that. So well done to him on that one. So, look, it's been a good contribution. I would like Ireland to have scored a few more points here and there. You know, they will stay in this division, no doubt. And it's very important, as I told them at the team talk, that they leave the legacy of their contribution to the next generation and the next year or two down the line. That we're still in this big League One, which is very competitive and very, very, very good. So they don't want to drop down from that, and they're not going to drop down. So I'm really, really pleased about that. So that was it. So Mark and Marie, Summer and Dempsey, the Donegal contribution here, and you just look forward to the days when there will be more Donegal athletes in the squad and in the group, and you know, and wish them well, because it's 2 years now that we compete the European Cup again. And next year is European Championship. So look, it's the music beating it out there. The competition is coming to an end, and we'll all try and get back home safe and sound. But it's been a good experience once again, Miles. And I'm very, very proud of the Donegal contingent here.
Patsy, do you know the exact position Ireland finished in relation to team wise?
No, I don't have it, because I've been, my mind has been, there's a 4x4 still banging out on the track, the last race of the day, and then another 4x4. So basically, no, I don't have it, Miles. I need to include my boys 4x4 with their 4x4 time finishes. So they will be strong. Look, I don't have it. No, I don't have it.
But you're safe, that's for sure.
Oh, 100%. I have no doubt about it. I never was in any doubt. You know, and I was watching tweets coming through from some journalists in Dublin, and they were tweeting about nonsense. And I felt like answering them and saying, well, wise up. You know, we're not going to be relegated. But I didn't waste my time. But anyway, no, we were never going to get relegated. But I just... you just have to keep the pressure on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Patsy, appreciate you joining us. Busy man. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, mate. Delighted.
Thank you. Thanks. Patsy McGonigal there, speaking live from Vaasa in Finland, where the European Team Track and Field Championships taking place, and Ireland remain in Division 1.